March 28, 1905. Effects of disturbance. Continuous encounter of Jesus with the soul. As I was in my usual state, Blessed Jesus came for just a little, and since I had said to a soul who was disturbed, "Think of not wanting to be disturbed, not only for your own good, but more so out of love for our Lord, because a soul who is disturbed is not only disturbed herself, but makes Jesus Christ disturbed." Later I said to myself, "What nonsense I spoke! Jesus can never be disturbed." Then, on coming, he told me, "My daughter, instead of nonsense, you spoke a truth. In fact, in each soul I form a divine life. And if the soul is disturbed, this divine life that I keep forming also remains disturbed. Not only this, but it never comes to being completed perfectly." And he disappeared like a flash. Then I continued my usual interior work on the Passion. And as I reached the point of the encounter of Jesus and Mary on the way of the cross, he made himself seen again and told me, "My daughter, the soul also I encounter continuously. And if in the encounter I make with the soul, I find her in the act of exercising virtues and united with me, she repays me for the sorrow I suffered when I encountered my mother so sorrowful because of me.